I wanted to talk about something that's happening right now in some folks I'm caring for. And I want to clear up confusion. So I think when somebody is sexually betrayed, what happens is well-meaning people see the reactivity that's going on, right? The anger, the hurt, the pain, the trying to control, the uncontrollable, all of those things. And they begin to put labels on the betrayed partner because we're not our best selves when somebody is sexually acting out, lying and hiding things from us. So there's a difference between something that's called betrayal trauma-induced control, which is someone who's been impacted by betrayal trauma that's trying to control their environment. They might try to control their kids, the one who's sexually acting out. And as a difference between codependency. Now, codependency has tails into trauma that can go back into our family of origin. And so it's really caused by neglect, hurt, abuse, lots of things. And codependency in the very core of it is untreated trauma. But when there's a betrayed partner that is trying to control her environment or his environment, if he's been betrayed, that's a natural reaction to post-traumatic stress. That's what's going on. So a lot of times people will say to them, you need to just stay on your side of the street. And you know what? That is really harmful. It is stinking thinking for a betrayed partner, because for them, it's like getting into a car with somebody who's driving crazy and then telling them they're wrong for doing it. We can't let go of our steering wheel. We can't just stay on our side of the street. There's active sexual deception and sexual acting out going on. We have to put our hands on that steering wheel. We have to drive. We have to make choices about what we're going to do. We have to put boundaries down. We have to do a whole lot of things. So I just wanted to kind of clear the air and just give some compassion to those that are sexually betrayed to understand why they look like they look when we're in, you know, different stages of the deception.
Yeah, they're grieving, and people treat it the way they treat people when they're grieving a loss. We don't understand what the other person's going through, and we don't like the way it feels being around them because they're in so much pain. So we try to stop their pain.
That's exactly
by labeling them or telling them, it's fine, it's going to be okay.
Yeah.
Calm down.
Calm down, mm-hmm. Right? It's like, how can you calm down when the one you love is acting out with pornography, affairs, prostitutes, cyber sex? And that's why we're here, right?
Yeah.
We're here at New Life because we have paths through this. We want to help you, both you and the one that's sexually acting out.